Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and, of course, streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Mona Shand, who is an anchor reporter with WHMI in Livingston County in the Brighton area and formerly, of course, with WLNS-TV6. That's why she's familiar to some of you folks. Good evening, Mona. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Well, you came to mind, I talk about Facebook on here. We are Facebook friends and love social media and been seeing some posts about the chaos going on in Egypt. And your family is from Egypt and you have a lot of family in Egypt. So I wanted to talk with you for this interesting bird's eye view of what's going on there from what you're hearing with your family.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. And, you know, as you said, it's definitely been a chaotic time for the family. My parents are both originally from Egypt. They've been here in the States since the late 60s, but they still have countless, relatives over there. My mom has four brothers and sisters there. My dad has his brother and sister. They have all their children. They're married. You know, it's my cousins, aunts, uncles. They're all there. So watching all this unfold is really gut-wrenching.
That was my next question is what it must, I mean, I'm watching TV and, you know, round-the-clock coverage, and I don't know anybody there that I'm aware of. To know that your immediate family is there has got to be terrifying.
It is. It is. And it was really horrible over the weekend when all communication was shut down. We couldn't get phone calls through. We couldn't get updates online. We couldn't really get anything. So you're watching this. And, you know, at the same time, you're drawn to it because this is our homeland. This is our country. And on the other hand, I was almost afraid to watch because you don't know if you're going to see somebody that you know in those pictures. They're not just anonymous crowd shots. Those are people that we know potentially.
And I assume, and this is an assumption, that you have visited on some occasions, if not many occasions.
Many occasions. That's right. The last time I was there was 2004. It was right after my husband and I got married. He is not Egyptian, so he had always wanted to go there, and we took the opportunity to go. And so he and his parents came with us as well, so everyone could meet the family. But, you know, sadly, every time that I've gone back, the conditions have gotten worse and worse for the people in Egypt, and you could really see the frustration and the desperation that was growing there over the years.
Well, once you're such a good reporter and anchor, you can tell by the way we're chatting together, because I was leading into, were there any rumblings of this kind of event coming up? And certainly perhaps no one could see the magnitude, but just were you getting a feeling or a sense or family there getting a sense that something was about to give?
Absolutely. You know, I could see it with my younger cousins especially, and you know, you're seeing a lot of that as you watch how much of this revolt is being led by the youth. I see them struggling to find jobs. They have good degrees. They're coming out of good schools, and they are unable to make a living. And, you know, they say that the average person in Egypt right now is trying to get by on less than $1 a day. And it's just, you can't really have that kind of desperation and not expect something to come from it. That said, nobody expected anything of this volume, of this magnitude.
Well, I can imagine how stunned you are. You said you have visited on several occasions. So when you're watching this coverage, you're seeing places you've been to. You're seeing buildings and areas that you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to see them destroyed now by the looters is really tragic. You know, we heard the other day that the Egyptian Antiquities Museum was robbed by looters. You know, that's taking a piece of the world's history away, which is tragic.
Yeah, I saw that this morning, some video from inside and some of the mummies and the Egyptian relics that are I mean, can't be replaced, can never be repaired. I mean, it's absolutely
right.
Shocking. Is there confusion for your relatives there as to who is who? Who's the good guy? Who's the bad guy? Who are we following? What are we doing?
Exactly. That's part of the problem now. You know, there's so much chaos in the streets, and the police have pretty much, from what my cousins are telling me, the police have pretty much left the scene. They've abandoned all hope because the people really were very much against the police. They saw them as a symbol of the Mubarak regime that they were fighting against. So they've gone, but there's still a lot of questions about the army. What will they do? Will they turn on the people? You know, there have been prisoners freed from jail, and you don't know what their motives are at this point. So, you know, my cousins tell me that they are down in the streets at night taking whatever they can, sticks, bricks, and trying to protect their property, but they're not quite sure who they're protecting it against anymore.
I'm just stunned. I can't even imagine as I watch this. What are communications like now? Are you getting through now? You said over the weekend phone and internet was down. Are you able to communicate at all now with family?
It has gotten better, definitely. We're able to get through on cell phones, which is really the main way that people in Egypt communicate right now. You know, we joke about Egyptian babies being born with cell phones in their ears because mobile communication is really far more advanced even there than it is here. Everybody has a mobile phone. So we are able to get through on that means. Still no internet communication. And we're hearing some rumblings that tomorrow they have planned this million-person demonstration in the streets and that the government is going to shut down cell phone communication again.
Oh, God, I can't even imagine what that's like. And where, I mean, stores have to be closed. I can't imagine anybody run a store, open a store. How are we getting food and supplies and just daily needs?
Well, that's the problem right now that they're facing is, businesses are shut down. As you said, grocery stores have all but run out of food at this point. You know, you can't go to a restaurant. So, you know, it's become a question of how are we going to survive from day to day, and there is no answer to that right now, which is just terrifying. And, you know, you hope for the best, but people need to live at the same time.
We've got about a minute and a half left, and I know you understand time constraints. I'm sorry. Are any of your family trying to leave the area, or they're just trying to protect and stay safe at home?
You know, I have one cousin, and we were urging him, you know, why don't you come here? Bring your family and come here. And he says, you know, no, we've got to stay and we've got to fight for the future of Egypt, which I admire. You know, it pulls at my heart. But at the same time, you just want to keep your family safe.
Well, absolutely. I can't imagine what this is like. We certainly wish your family well. And if possible, I'd like to chat with you again as things progress with this and just make sure your family's okay. And getting an inside look is really invaluable to the folks, to us here.
Well, I would love that. And I appreciate all the good thoughts and prayers that have come in from so many people. And we just ask you to keep them coming.
Okay, very good. Mona, thank you so much. All the best to you and your family.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Been speaking with Mona Shand, who was formerly a reporter at Channel 6 here in Lansing and is now an anchor reporter with WHMI in the Brighton area in Livingston County. Can't imagine what that feels like to be watching the country, your home country, just kind of dissolve in front of your eyes and being so concerned for family and friends there as well. So we will check back in with Mona at a later date as well. Coming up on the program, East Lansing attorney Mike Nichols is going to chat with us about the medical marijuana laws. These are confusing, and we'll find out if he thinks they're confusing or not. And maybe it's us that are confused by them. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.